Having been out of the business of recording for so long, the band decided to break with the normal business practice of having a record company in America distribute and market this new album. In a controversial decision, they decided to distribute the album through the giant retailer Walmart. Don Henley.
I see it as a good business decision, and that's exactly what it is. We are, as are a lot of other artists, sick and tired of dealing with the major record labels, particularly in the United States. We have been mistreated and stolen from our entire careers by the major record labels. And we're fed up with it. Plus the fact that the major record labels all slept through the digital revolution and are now trying to simply keep their heads above water, you know. And everybody has been clamoring and screaming for a new paradigm, you know, a new business model. How can we get our music out there to the people without going through a major label? And some people have tried it over the internet with varying degrees of success, not a lot of success. Some people have signed with Starbucks. Some people have gone to Apple. Some people have, gone with the indies. Some people have gone to Best Buy. Some people have gone to Target. You know, people are trying, it's the Wild West all over again. There's a new frontier out there. We chose Walmart, and we didn't go into it lightly. We did our homework, as we always do. We put a lot of thought into it. We had many conferences and meetings with the executives at Walmart. We looked at their history. We looked at what they intend to do in the future, in terms of their labor practices and in terms of making their company much more green and environmentally responsible. They have quite an impressive plan laid out to become more environmentally responsible. Mm-hmm. They are taking measures to cut their packaging drastically and to insist that all their vendors, the people who get their products from, do the same. You know, Walmart is a very, very big, powerful company, so they have the ability to change the way a lot of business is done in this country. They have the ability to influence other corporations here and in places like China. They have hired two young men who are environmental experts, who, you know, have college degrees in environmentalism. And those two young men are their advisors in this project. I am in constant touch with them via phone and email. They keep me apprised and informed on what steps are being taken to make the company more green and environmentally responsible. Walmart is building green stores around America. They built their first green store in a suburb of Dallas. Stores that use less electricity, stores that run more efficiently. And so, you know, I've never been a fan of all the so-called big box retailers. I'm not a fan of big chain retailers like that. My father was a small businessman, and he loathed chains and franchises because they made his life difficult. But we're trying to live in the real world, and we're trying to find a way to get our music out there to our fans, not only on a distribution level, but for a price that they can afford. You know, there are 20 songs on this album. It is a double album. It will be sold for the price of a single album. Walmart is really not making any money on this record at all. They are using it as what they call a loss leader. In other words, they will be using it basically to get people into their stores.